opposing speeches. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Former President Trump speaking at a political rally in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, Saturday night, criticizing President Biden's Philadelphia speech where he condemned MAGA Republicans.
The most vicious, hateful, and divisive speech ever delivered by an American president, vilifying 75 million citizens plus another probably 75 to 150, if we want to be accurate about it.
It's the former president's first major political event since the FBI's raid of his Mar-a-Lago residence. Police arresting the suspect who stole a private plane and circled around Tupelo, Mississippi for hours Saturday morning. Fox's Charles Watson has the report from Jackson, Mississippi.
The suspect has been identified as Corey Patterson. Police say he is facing grand larceny charges and charges of making terroristic threats, with federal charges pending in connection to that plane. Police say he stole and threatened to crash into a Walmart. Tupelo Police Chief John Quaka tells us Patterson is a 10-year employee of Tupelo Aviation, where he fuels planes. Now, police aren't sure whether or not Patterson had a license to pilot, but they do believe he has at least some flight experience.
NASA once again calling off its latest massive moon rocket launch of Artemis 1. The reason? A hydrogen leak.
We do not launch until we think it's right. And these teams have labored over that, and that is the conclusion that they came to.
Bill Nelson, NASA Administrator. Another launch attempt is not expected until October. Russian President Vladimir Putin not attending former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev's funeral in Moscow Saturday. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The Biden administration not seeing much improvement in gas prices and job creation. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson has the details from the White House.
There's concern in Washington that the growing job market could be in trouble because the Federal Reserve continues to raise interest rates. President Biden points to the price of gasoline as a sign of an improving economy. Some other good news for the White House, the August jobs report, 315,000 new jobs added. But that's a 40% decrease compared to the more than 500,000 jobs added in July. Unemployment ticked up to 3.7% in August from 3.5% the month before. Here's where the new jobs are coming from: professional services, trade and transportation, leisure and hospitality.
Speculation growing on White House officials working with Facebook employees ahead of the 2020 presidential election. Fox's Jerry Willis has the report.
The White House is now facing increased scrutiny over emails that appear to show direct coordination between high-ranking administration officials and Facebook employees in an effort to police speech on their platforms. A bulk of these emails show correspondence between Facebook and the CDC during the pandemic. One White House official going as far as to request that a Tony Fauci parody be removed from Facebook. The Facebook rep that received the request replying on it. One CDC official even suggesting recurring meetings.
Japan wants its citizens to drink more.
Japan's national tax agency is urging the public to drink more alcohol in a new contest aimed at young adults. It's because tax revenue from beverages has been on the decline in recent decades. Organizers are asking applicants between the ages of 20 and 39 to submit a business plan that would stimulate national alcohol demand among a younger demographic. The competition is facing criticism as it comes on the tail of restrictions implemented on alcohol during the COVID-19 pandemic.
That's Fox's Tom Rigotti. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.